Morning, everyone. Let's turn to James 1, please. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect, complete, lacking in nothing. I want to talk about having a good attitude this morning, or a positive attitude. Sometimes it seems that I'm not really one to say much, but it's hard to have a good positive attitude when you're just at work or daily life. You know, it can be a struggle to have a good attitude. You know, something might happen, it might put you in kind of a, not really a bad mood, but not really a good mood. And it's not that big of a deal to have a good attitude. It's not that hard to have a good attitude. And it's often harder to have a bad attitude. And it takes more energy to have a bad attitude than it does to have a good attitude. So I would like to just encourage everyone to have a good attitude. And I've heard Uncle David say more times than I can count that the only thing you can control in this world is your attitude, so have a good one. It's just sometimes stuff can happen, and you know, you can have a bad attitude for a while. And me, one thing for me is always, if someone like a friendly smile, hey, just a hello, or a handshake, you know, it's something to talk to get my mind off what I'm thinking about or what's putting me in a bad mood. Just a gesture of kindness always helps me to have a better attitude. It just kind of helps me relax and calm down and think, well, you know, they're friendly and kind. I can just have a better attitude for them or for myself and help myself out. And I want to read a little bit more here in Philippians 4. I'll just read it. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, and I say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comforts, which guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is good, of good repute, if there is anything in any excellence, and if anything is worthy of praise, dwell on these things. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace be with you all." It says here, if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. You know, there's a lot to be thankful for and a lot to be appreciative of. And it's easier to think on these things instead of thinking on what's bothering you. It's easier to, sometimes it might be easier to think, well, I don't have anything, you know, but you do. It's easier. It should be easier to think on these things of good repute and worthy of praise than to just think that, just to be in a bad mood all the time. I'm not very good at it. I can be in bad moods at times, and sometimes I just think to myself, you know, just, there's plenty of daylight left. There's stuff, it's not worth getting worked up about and staying mad about. Just calm down and just think of something worthy of praise and, you know, getting a better attitude. And a lot of times that helps me do just get in a better mood and be thankful for more stuff and not worry about what I'm going through. That's about all I had this morning. Does anybody have anything to add or prayer request? Let's pray. Dear Lord, thanks for this day. Thank you for all my blessings. Thank you for allowing us to gather here. Thank you for the pretty days we've been having, and the warm weather and the green grass. And thank you for allowing us to gather here and help us to hear Uncle David as he preached this morning, and just let us glorify you. We ask these things in your name. Amen.